Here's a thought about stuff not used. I don't know about you, but every time I go on a major trip like the one I just got back from, before I go, I'll spend weeks, literally weeks, planning what I'm going to take, reviewing how I'm going to pack it, thinking about whether or not I'll need it. In essence, fussing over gear. Because I know that once I'm out there in the field, if I don't have the piece of gear that I need, I'm going to regret it. Or if I have too much gear and I'm carrying around more weight than I need to, I'm going to regret it. So deciding what gear I'm taking and what gear I'm leaving behind is a big part of my preparation and planning before a big trip. I don't even want to think about the number of hours I've spent in my life putting together equipment lists and modifying them and reviewing them and buying pieces of gear that I thought I might need on a trip and then ended up not needing at all. Well, with that in mind, doesn't it make sense that when we get back from a trip, we ought to do some debriefing? What did we actually use? What didn't we use? What could we have left behind? And is there any consistencies in that? And so that's a habit that I've developed over the years, is when I get back, as I'm unpacking and cleaning all the gear and getting it ready for the next outing, I stop and think, did I use this? Was it important? Was it worth the hassle of packing it and carrying it and having it available? Or was it just a fantasy that I was ever going to use that piece of equipment? And could I just as easily have left it behind and not missed a thing? Planning what I take is important, but the more I think about it, reviewing what I didn't use is just as important. On my computer, I keep travel manifests that are essentially checklists of everything that I need to take or think I need to take, and when I'm planning the next trip, one of the things I do is go back and look at my previous manifests, copy and paste them onto a new page, and then make modifications. Of course, every one of us is going to have a different list because we do different kinds of photography. We own different sets of gear. But here's a quick overview from this recent trip. One thing I carried with me every day, had it with me in my pack all the time, and never used once was a fisheye lens. Probably not unusual. And it's a weird piece of equipment. When I need it, I need it. But I can only think of a few occasions in my entire life when I've needed a fisheye lens. And so I think that's something that needs to go. I've had bad luck with cable releases in my life because they tend to break just exactly when you need them. So now that I'm using digital, that is to say electronic cameras, it takes a completely different kind of cable release. But I'm still paranoid about them breaking, so I have two cable releases that I tuck away in the corners of my pack. I never used either one of them, because on those rare occasions when I do use a tripod, I can set my camera to a shutter delay so that it gives everything a chance to settle down before it clicks the shutter. Do I need cable releases? Under what occasions might I need a cable release? Can't think of any off the top of my head. That might be something that's going to go. I have a great set of filters, neutral density filters and some colored filters and some graduated filters. I never used one. More and more it seems like I don't need those because there's ways I can accomplish the same thing in software after I get back without having to pre-think about how I might want to use a filter. The one that always comes to mind, of course, is the polarizer, because that's something you can't do in post-processing. Or can we? Adobe has this new thing where they can remove reflections from glass. Maybe that works as a sort of post-processing polarizer? I don't know. Have to check it out. But in the meantime, that's about the only filter I think I absolutely need. Maybe neutral density filter. But I made quite a number of exposures when I could have used a neutral density filter, and I thought, well, I think I can do this with a handheld long exposure and accomplish the same thing. I took my photo vest, never used it. Everything I needed fit in my pockets, which was basically an extra battery or two. I never used the rain cover for my camera bag, because if it started raining, I probably wasn't out there photographing, and if I was, the only thing I really needed was a microfiber cloth to rub over the wet parts of the camera and keep it down to a dull roar. Curiously enough, I had to buy a piece of equipment while I was on the road this time that I never thought I would ever need, and that was a USB cable so that I could charge the battery in my camera while I was driving down the road. And I didn't have the right USB cable to hook up to the truck, so I had to stop and buy one at one of those places where we buy all kinds of our photographic equipment. That is to say, the 7-Eleven or the Quick Mart, where we also pick up coffee and the occasional donut. It seems like whenever I'm thinking about equipment these days, I remember that great comment from Hugh Brownstone on his podcast when he said the camera that he likes, or I might expand that to the gear that he likes, is the equipment that erects the least barrier between him and his subject, between him and his creative vision, between him and what he visualizes in his mind's eye. I think that's a pretty good criteria when analyzing stuff, because there's no question in my mind, the more stuff I take, the more stuff there is I need to manage and maintain and clean and carry, and if I never use it, that's a kind of barrier between me and the artwork that seems to be sort of silly.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.